Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Did you get your Errol Spence bets in during the break?
I was going to wait. I want to take out a second mortgage first.
I didn't even actually check to see if it's there. I don't even know if my local has it up. We got minor boxing. That's probably not a minor boxing, right?
Minor boxing? What is this? Imagine there, listing something like that.
I just clicked on minor boxing. Right. No lines available. Well,
okay, yeah. Then. No, only major boxing this weekend.
Okay, then. Power Hour coming up next hour on You Better You Bet. All our bets for tonight, including sides, totals, props for the Sixers and the Hawks, the Jazz and the Clippers. Game two, Knights and Canadiens. Major League Baseball, all sorts of good stuff coming up in the Power Hour, all our bets. Ryan Horvat joins us in 20 minutes, one of the new hosts on the BetQL Audio Network. Can't wait to chat and chop it up with Ryan Horvat. We'll get to the logo game in a second. Just want to say how great it is to be broadcasting live. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, 1430 AM, the bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, and on YouTube at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Proudly presented, of course, by the Bet River Sportsbook. And download the BetQL app, A, because it's awesome, and B, like, the more people that do it, the greater likelihood we keep our jobs for a long time. Okay, Horvat coming up in 20 minutes, but for now, let's play an edition of the logo game here. So how this works, and we urge everyone to be watching the show if you can on the Odyssey app or on YouTube so you can see the logo. We'll say what it is. So here's how the game works. We put a logo up on the screen. Tyler introduces it, and we go around the horn here, and we give either the athlete that comes to mind when we see the logo and or a betting story that comes to mind when we see that logo. So, Rick, if we've got music, great. If not, we can just get to it with Tyler. So, Rick, lay that music down, and Tyler, what do we got first?
Let's see what's in the old vault here. Let's go with the Florida vault. State Seminoles.
Oh.
I swear I was watching a throwback game for them today because there was nothing else on TV between the two soccer matches. ACC Network was airing them versus North Carolina from like 2008 in college football. Ronald Curry was the quarterback for North Carolina. He was also point guard of the basketball team too, which is pretty wild. I can't believe this is the logo. This or Carolina was like a lock when I watched this game earlier today. Because I never, do you ever watch on those like the ESPN Classic or like the throwback? Do you ever watch any of those?
No.
I never do. And today I was like, let me tell you, Euro is awesome because it's on during the day. The hour between these matches, I go through the channels and I'm like, I can't. Who watches television? Who watches television during the day? This is
my girlfriend does. She has ABC on the entire day, and it's like you can't even believe the parade of BS that they're trotting out there. Like Kelly and Ryan Seacrest,
Dr. Oz, right?
Tamron Hall. Literally, they replayed an episode that you did like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, we literally saw this.
That's the thing. They replay them too. The talk shows, and I'm like, what? Who would watch the replay of this? Let me get Kelly Clarkson rerun.
But it's not just that it's reruns. It's like reruns of episodes that were on like in the same calendar month. It's like, can we get a little inventive here, please? Right.
What's up on Friday? Tuesday's episode. That's on Friday. It's like, oh, great. Awesome. Can't wait. Wonder what's going to be on it. First name that comes to mind. Oh, man. A couple. Peter Warwick.
Okay.
Dion.
I really thought, by the way, that Virginia Tech was going to win that national title game against Florida State, and then Warwick returned that punt and just turned the game completely on its head.
Yep, and obviously like Warwick Dunn too, who obviously went on to have a huge career with Tampa Bay and then be like a like amazing philanthropist too. So yeah, those are some. What about you? What comes to mind with Florida State?
Jameis.
Yep.
And like I've been watching sports for over 30 years, so like a lot of other players I could go with. Danny Cannell is a buddy of mine that I used to work with at CBS.
Chris Wanky.
Chris yep. Wanky. There's a lot of good choices with Florida State.
Thad Busby.
I don't really know about Thad. And then I think
you about Thad. You're not in on Thad. Thad Busby.
And then I think about us losing. Who is it? Kopavica, the player on Florida State who like made us lose our North Carolina bet in the tournament.
Oh,
very annoying. But the Florida State national championship game against Auburn, I feel like is like the easiest bet ever to make. You knew Jameis was winning that game. Hits Kelvin Benjamin at the end for the game-winning touchdown. Had Florida State in that game. That was a winner.
Wait, you had their money line? Because I had Auburn, they covered. It was 8.5.
I won my bet on the game, whatever it was.
That's so funny because you're saying this game, And you're going, it was the easiest bet in the world. And I go, yeah, Auburn plus more than a touchdown was the easiest bet in the world. Like the easiest bet on earth.
I don't know what, I don't Auburn know. I remember winning my bet on the
game. Well, I was in Vegas.
I don't remember what it was.
And I was with a friend of mine and we would do a parlay because that was.
Well, still, Trey Mason had the, like the long rushing touchdown, like to tie the game.
Heisman pose.
Did it put Auburn ahead? I don't remember. Or like did it tie the game?
No, I believe it tied the game. I think it tied the game.
And then Florida State won by 7, I guess, right?
Then Florida State scores, but yeah, but Auburn still, I believe, I'm almost positive Auburn was 8.5 in the game. So I remember I was with a friend of mine and that was still BCS championship game. So it was still wild card Saturday, wild card Sunday, that game Monday night. That was the last year I think that we went to Vegas for that weekend, which is an awesome weekend to go. It's a different weekend now with college football playoff, but we did rolling parlay through Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where you put together like favorite money lines with total, with whatever. And he had everything leading into Florida State money line. And I had everything leading into Auburn plus points. And it was like, it was a very specific outcome that was required. Yeah. But he was like, obviously he's rooting really hard for Florida State, like no matter what. It was very interesting that we were like kind of back and forth on that game. Usually the championship game, he and I generally agree every single year on what we think is going to happen. That was the one time where I was like, I really like Auburn plus the points. And he's like, Florida State's never losing. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, both, I guess both. I guess both could be true.
And then the next year was Florida State, Oregon, right? On New Year's Day. And I bet Florida State in that because I'm thinking Jameis is going to win it again. And of course, like Oregon kills
small
them.
Number, I think, too, I want to say.
And we had the hilarious video, right? The meme that surfaced of Jameis falling backwards at the ball being just absolutely.
I was in St. John's watching it on a SD ESPN like bootleg feed. With that Jameis season where they did win the title, where they went undefeated. Do you remember? I remember this because so Florida State was not like the favorite coming into the season because they're starting a quarterback nobody had seen before. So they were, you know, I think like 25-1, something like that. Like one of those, you know, that's the long shot. When the long shot wins in college football, it's like the team that was eighth before the season ends up winning. It's like LSU when they won with Joe Burrow. So Florida State played Pitt on Labor Day weekend. They played the Sunday night or Monday night primetime game, but it was a standalone game on Labor Day weekend. And I still remember watching that game. I was working that night. I think I even had the highlight for the game, but it was all Jameis because I think he broke like some completion percentage record in the game, literally in their first game. They did an interview with him on SportsCenter, I think, after the game. And I remember leaving that game and it was literally week one. And I just go, oh, this is going to be a thing. this is going to be outrageous. I think they were literally like a touchdown favorite on that game. Some small number, like blew Pitt out in the game, obviously, because turns out they were so much better. We didn't know at the time, but even week one, it was very obvious that was going to be a thing. Florida State obviously recruits at a very high level and they just, you know, put it all together with a guy who ended up being the number one pick in the draft.
And I want to give a special shout out while we were on the subject of that Florida State Oregon game, because later that night and then the next week made a lot of money on Cardale Jones and Ohio State. So
I was just about to say that set up the title game perfectly. One of the biggest bets I've made last 5 years in college football.
Ohio State was so Ohio easy against Oregon.
Game. Yeah, plus three and money line and everything. I mean, you just couldn't bet enough on it. So that we got the setup that we needed by Oregon winning against Florida State by so much. That's
in that fashion.
Kind of enabled that market to exist, even though Ohio State had upset Alabama in the second game.
Yeah, I don't know what my bet was, but I remember like winning money on that bet and thinking
I don't want to say 100% that it was like 8.5 or 7.5. I swear it was a little over a touchdown though.
You know what I may be confusing it with the Auburn Oregon game where I was also like, Cam Newton can't possibly lose. This
I don't
game
remember what
Oregon.
That number was. I don't remember what that closed at that Auburn Oregon time, which was. I mean, every Cam game was like a great game that year because it was just, he was like a transcendent college football player. The Alabama game was crazy that year too. But I don't remember what that number closed at though. So I can't say for sure. But I mean, obviously Auburn covered that game. So I think you nailed that one if you had it.
Right. But I do remember winning some kind of money on the Florida State National Championship game with Jameis. I don't remember what the bet was. I mean, over the years, 20 years of gambling on sports, lots of bets, lots of bets. Okay, what do we got next, Tyler, here in the local game?
Okay, let's go with, like, I guess the late 2000s, early 2010s Washington Wizards logo.
Well, this particular logo makes me think of Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, or like Kwame Brown. Yeah.
Poor Kwame. Actually, I guess not poor Kwame. I guess Kwame's like killing it.
Gilbert.
Right. Yeah. Javaris Crittenton.
Jameson.
Javaris pulling a gun on Gilbert Arenas.
Playing Bure in the locker room and losing millions of dollars and then threatening to shoot each other. That's what it reminds me of.
My guy, Rip Hamilton, Leonard Hamilton.
Larry Hughes played on that team too, for a little bit, right?
Of course.
Mariah Carey. You're missing Mariah Carey here.
Am I?
That's a good one.
She wore like the Michael Jordan like Wizards jersey, right? At like the Grammys or something.
Yeah, it was like a jersey dress.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about this. This image just burned it, like just flashed into my brain.
Remember Mariah Carey?
Who could forget? In a lot of different ways. Yes.
She'll always be
fame.
My baby.
And infamy. Both of those do things.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, like when she sang that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. Yeah. All right, let's get the next one up, Tyler.
All right, this, I'm sure you guys can go a ton of different directions here. The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, so I'll go first here.
Yeah,
so
this is all you. So look,
you know, honestly, the first name that comes to mind is Romo. That's the first one that came
to mind. That's really funny. Yeah.
But like when I was growing up, and this is more of like a fan take as opposed to a betting take, like my childhood basically consisted of like Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, like ruining my Thanksgiving every year. Every single year.
Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. Like it's just how old were you in those Super Bowls, seven, eight, nine?
Against the Giants, it was always Emmitt, including the final game of the 93 season where Giants win home field advantage throughout the playoffs, Cowboys win home field throughout the playoffs, games at Giants Stadium. Emmitt literally separates his shoulder and runs for like 280 yards, and the Cowboys win in overtime. And I
let me run a – you are extremely good with remembering old, obscure Giants games. Let me run one by you, see if you can like place a year. So I went to Australia for a month with my family.
Is this Monday Night Football week one when Emmitt ran? Yes. Yeah, week one, okay. I want to say maybe like 95, and Emmitt ran for like 200 yards and had like a 95-yard touchdown.
I got home and I was 11, and everybody in my family was like, we're going to try to go to bed. We got home. It was literally like, it was 7 p.m., but we'd been flying for like 30 hours. Like, and so you're sleep. I mean, when you're cross continents, all that stuff, your sleep gets so messed up. I was like, well, I'm not going to go to sleep tonight because I am wired and I feel like it's 8 in the morning. Monday Night Football's on. What was the final score in the game? Like 35-0 or 35-3 or something?
I actually think they might have got shut out. I think it might have been like 35-0.
It was crazy, and Emmitt had a great – I watched the entire game. Then I remember I stayed up so late, I watched it again. And then that's like – literally went to bed at like 9 in the morning and ended up trying to reset my sleep at some point later. But like flew home from Australia, watched the Giants and the Cowboys, watched Emmitt Smith run wild.
I'm trying to think my favorite betting story was when I bet the Giants on the money line in 2007. And that's the TL.
Cowboys betting story? I had money line in the Dez caught it game.
I also had money line in the Dez caught it game, and the Cowboys should have won that game.
They were better. Yeah, they were better.
I think I also had the Cowboys in the Aaron Rodgers. Where
he drew up the backyard play at the end. Yeah. Who did he hit with the pass to set up the field goal?
Jared Cook.
Okay.
And then Ryan Longwell like had made like a field goal all year, and then made like two like 60 yarders like in the final couple minutes of the game.
I still remember I had Green Bay in the game to close out I had a parlay. This was my first year on Twitter, and I gave out a four teamer. So correct me if I'm wrong. Was that day the one where Pittsburgh got moved to at night afterwards? Pittsburgh, Kansas City. Remember there was like weather and they moved that to Sunday night. It's like one of the only times pre this past year where we had like Sunday night playoff game. Do you remember this happening at all?
And Pittsburgh beat them. Pittsburgh Alex Smith won. Was the quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a low scoring game, like 16-8 or something, 16-9, something like that. I think that was that same day. But anyway, I needed Packers money line to get me there. The stories about Rodgers in that game are just incredible.
Then
he was like on his hand drawing out the play. Yeah,
Falcons, Packers the next week. Falcons, that, by the way, one of the easiest bets of all time was the Falcons laying the points in that NFC Championship game in Atlanta. And then what I thought was one of the easiest bets of all time was the Falcons in Super Bowl 51 against the Patriots, along with the under.
Imagine.
I've told my betting story from that game.
Oh yeah, we've devoted entire segments
and
to
I
both
watched
of
it.
Us.
I watched it with Brady Quinn at CBS, and Brady just kept saying with me the whole time, "Oh, don't worry. Like the win probability says the Falcons are still going to win the game." And I'm like, "Brady, listen,
it's like expected goals."
Let me tell you, been gambling on sports for a long time. The Patriots are winning this game,
right? And I had James White MVP. Cut to break. He's in with Brady in the circle. Brady gets it instead. Only 110-1. Who could remember?
Brady, you can. It's hard to say Brady shouldn't have won it, but that's one of the great Super Bowl performances of all time, what James White did in that game.
Is it hard to say he should have won?
I feel like James White
should have won. Yeah.
I think you can make the case.
I feel like if you break records, then you should probably win. I feel like that should probably happen.
Well, then Brady should
have. Deion Branch did. Yeah.
Brady should have won over Nick Foles for 500 yards on that Super Bowl anyway. All right. That's the little game.
Is it a touchdown?
Quick break. And when we come back, we welcome in one of the new hosts on the burgeoning BetQL Audio Network, our buddy Ryan Horvat, who you're going to hear on the show after hours starting next week on BetMGM Tonight. Ryan Horvat talking all things sports betting with Nick and Ken right after this.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.